This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
They say they're shutting down. That ransomware gang that forced the shutdown of the largest fuel pipeline in the U.S., leading to some gas stations on the East Coast running dry. But experts warn this might be another scam. An exit scam, they call it. Here's our Julie Walker.
Colonial Pipeline said Saturday it had resumed normal operations, delivering millions of gallons per hour. But drivers are still taking to social media to complain about empty pumps, and GasBuddy, which tracks shortages, has loads of outages reported by motorists in numerous states. Colonial was crippled by a ransomware attack earlier this month. Sources told the Associated Press the company paid DarkSide nearly $5 million in cryptocurrency. The pipeline handles about 45% of gas consumed on the East Coast.
Israel launched heavy airstrikes on the Gaza Strip this morning. It says it destroyed miles of militant tunnels and the homes of nine Hamas commanders. The fighting between Israel and Hamas began a week ago. AP correspondent Joseph Krauss reports from Jerusalem.
Israel is carrying out airstrikes more or less continuously in Gaza as militants fire rockets. So it's very possible that we will see more casualties today. Up to this point, I believe around 200 people have been killed inside Gaza, including dozens of women and children. And that toll is unfortunately expected to rise in the coming hours, days, as long as this conflict continues.
A former suburban Minneapolis police officer charged with manslaughter in Dante Wright's death is scheduled to appear in court this afternoon. Kim Potter's former police chief says he believes she mistakenly fired her handgun, thinking it was her taser. Word just in that AT&T will combine its media operations with Discovery in a $43 billion deal. This is AP News. Turns out that CDC decision to allow fully vaccinated Americans to dump the mask in most cases is controversial. But CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says this isn't politics, it's science. And she says she understands that some people and some businesses may not be ready to give up the mask.
There's no need for everybody to start ripping off their masks. We have been told for 16 months to keep ourselves and our families safe by putting a mask on. Those behaviors are going to be really hard to change, and there is no mandate to take it off. What we're saying is now this is safe. Work at your own speed. Work with your own family and your own businesses to remove them when necessary.
She was on NBC's Meet the Press. A roller coaster with 22 people on it got stuck mid-ride at a Phoenix amusement park over the weekend. Everybody's safe. The fire department escorted them all off the ride. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.